Generating cash at closing for the buyer. Many times you will need some cash to purchase a property, but that doesn't mean that the cash has to come out of your own pocket. When you use Creative Financing, not only is it possible to buy no money down out of your pocket, but it's also possible to actually walk away from the closing with thousands of dollars. And this all goes back to one of my time-tested principles, and that is one of the best aspects of real estate investing is creating a transaction that benefits both parties. The bottom line is that if you follow my techniques, not only can you profit from a transaction, you can ensure sellers get what they need without spending any of your own money. An investment student of mine, Robert, put an offer in of $672,500 on a multi-unit property that was contingent upon a full inspection and an approval of every unit. When Robert and his brother, who was his investment partner, looked at the first few units, they were in fine shape. But, of course, they wanted to check out the rest. It turns out that there were a number of maintenance problems with the property, and Robert just went back to the seller and told him so. When he explained that the repairs were going to cost $5,000 to $10,000, the seller offered to give back some of those costs at closing. Robert knew that the seller was going through a divorce and with winter coming up wanted to sell the property. Robert countered with an offer of getting $75,000 cash back at closing. This cash more than covered Robert's down payment and, after receiving back rents, he walked away from the closing with $35,000 cash in his pocket, and he spent less than a third of that on repairs. The story proves that there's no such thing as an outrageous offer. As a matter of fact, I've said many times, if the offer you make is not a little bit embarrassing, perhaps you're paying too much. In this case, the seller was going through a life change and no longer wanted the property. He also did not want to deal with fixing it up or handling troubled tenants, and he found that the offering price was attractive. Robert was more than willing to make the repairs and find new tenants for the units. He also pocketed cash. And while he paid a premium for the property, the returns he is receiving from the property are giving him a positive cash flow of $30,000 a year. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss how to structure your purchase to potentially get cash at closing for yourself, and how to structure your purchase so that the seller pays some or all of your closing and repair costs. Let's begin.